Once upon a time, upon an island in the middle of a lake, three public stewards joined forces to protect a small town's independence and start a podcast.
I'm Superintendent and Coroner Baby Smith Jones Johnson.
I'm Fire Chief and Historian Gil Gilman.
I am Mayor Manny McDermott. This is Yelcomeback. Hello, comebackers, and welcome to yet another episode of This is Yelcomeback. I am, of course, your mayor, Manny McDermott.
And I'm Superintendent and Coroner, Baby Smith Jones Johnson. And I am soaking wet and shivering because this morning I thought I saw character actor Gary Busey drowning at the bottom of a well, but it turned out to just be Manny's headshot.
And I'm Fire Chief and Historian Gil Gilman. It's almost time for the Yelcomeback races happening all next week. Make sure you keep up the paces. Sponsored by Nike, or actually it might be Nike. I think it's pronounced Nike.
Well, speaking of things that draw large crowds, I wanted to start this week's episode talking about one of Yelcomeback's most famous tourist attractions and sites, and that is, of course, the Plastic Flamingo. It is believed to be the biggest in the world. It's 110 feet tall or so, so 11 stories, essentially bigger than any of the buildings we have here in Yelcomeback. And the reason we're
definitely bigger than any of the buildings.
Definitely, and the reason
should remain so.
Okay, we're getting to that. We're getting to that. So as you can see, there's a little bit of tension in the air here at Town Hall. So last night at our city council meeting, there was a debate surrounding the pink flamingo, the plastic flamingo, and its fate on the island. Usually city council tiebreakers are decided by me because the city council is Gil and Baby, and they are pretty split on a couple of ordinances. But I just wanted to let them state their cases here about the ordinances they proposed, competing ordinances. And let the people hear what y'all have to say. Gil, can you go first?
Sure. Yeah. It's pretty easy for me to say my side of the story because it's the correct one. It's the tallest structure on Yelcomeback. It rivaled only by Lone Mountain. And it should remain that way, in my opinion, as there are currently no buildings that are taller than it. And I don't think that there should be. I think all future construction should be required to be shorter than the level, at least according to sea level, of the giant flamingo statue, which I guess is worth noting. We can't say a precise height of it because, as many of our listeners will remember and be well acquainted with, Yelcomeback rises in sea level and altitude about of 1 foot every year.
Now, Baby, I know that you introduced a much different ordinance around the flamingo. Now, this was a coincidence, as far as I know. Neither of you knew that you were drafting these ordinances before last night. Now, what did you propose?
Well, Manny, frankly, I want that bird gone. Let me ask you, too, a question. Do you know how flamingos get their pink coloring?
I don't.
Well, they're born white, but over the course of their life, flamingos' diets consist largely of shrimp. And as you both know, I am famously allergic to shrimp and shellfish. And having that bird there is a monument mocking the immunodeficiency of people on the island who can't eat shrimp.
Now, Gil, as you know, we do want this to be an inclusive community. So I'm wondering how you would respond to the accusations that Baby is lobbying, that this monument is actually something quite hateful, that in its imagery, there is some historic discrimination.
I would like to first point out that not all of the standing statue, the flamingo statue, is actually pink. Because it is so tall, it actually experiences a lot of weathering. And so over time, sort of the cyanide that is rubbed on it to give it that coloration does sort of alter to sort of a faded white or gray. I would also say that while it might be a symbol of discrimination to some, that to others it's a symbol of pride. You might not know this, Manny, but flamingos, their joint at the middle of their legs that bends backwards, a lot of people believe that to be a knee. In fact, it's an ankle. And so a lot of comebackers that have, you know, very prominent ankles, of which I keep a very detailed list and speak to frequently, we and myself all believe that this flamingo is a statue of pride. And that it's something that it should be looked at. And I don't know what else I'm going to say there. So that's really the end of the statement.
So you're saying they might say that it's heritage, not hate.
I think all of them would just say that it's a really giant flamingo and it needs to stay here. I guess it's also worth noting a lot of people come to the island to see that statue. So, you know, we're worried about people coming to the island. The flamingo brings them here.
Well, you know, Gil, that is another point of contention for me. Do you know who the number one demographic of flamingo appreciators are?
John Waters fans?
Oh, I sure don't.
Martha Stewart fans, Gil. And as you know, Martha Stewart famously went to prison.
And we don't have prisons here, so obviously, you know, Martha Stewart being incarcerated is something that reminds us of a past time and a history that we have abandoned here in Jokenback. Speaking of history, Gil, just really quickly, what is the origin of this pink flamingo? What heritage would we be protecting if it was to stay not only present, but prominent and larger than anything?
Well, yeah, of course, Manny. You'll be very well familiar with the fact that for a long time, until very recently, the only source of dairy on the island was human dairy from the pump ballast. Actually, before that, one of the main sources of dairy on the island came from flamingos. Flamingos do actually produce a kind of milk. Lots of animals produce a kind of milk, male mammals or animals in particular, but and female mammals. But flamingos produce their own kind of sort of milk you can drink. And so a lot of people who did drink it thought that was, you know, just great, just grand old stuff. And so they made the statue.
You know, frankly, I think that we already have quite enough bird symbols here on the island. If we keep this giant flamingo, what are we saying to the fattened peacocks? That we don't care about them? That they aren't important to the history of the island? We already have enough flamboyant birds to represent us.
Very well. I can see that this is a really contentious issue. You know, we're getting down to representation. We're getting down to history. And I don't want this debate to end here. So we're actually going to put up a poll on our social media channels for Town Hall. And please let us know whether you think we should keep or abandon the pink flamingo. It is a mainstay here on the island, but that doesn't always mean that just because it's been here for a long time that it should remain. We are moving forward, but we also appreciate where we've been. So we'll table that for now. Thank you, Gil and Baby. I do want to transition to say that this is actually going to be a really special episode of the podcast. So we're planning to do another live recording. As you know, sometimes we venture out onto the scene and take you all with us. Today, we're going to take you down to the Welcome Center here at Town Hall, where Swedish representatives are waiting for us for a long-awaited envoy to hopefully sort out this whole who has dominion over who thing. Hopefully not any dominion over us. We're just gonna do that. But I did want to say, Gil, I know you and Baby were working hard to get the Welcome Center ready for the Swedish envoy. What can they expect to see?
Well, we decided to make it feel as much like Sweden as possible. So we replaced all of the furniture in the Welcome Center with giant Swedish meatballs. We know that that is, in fact, the only thing Swedish people eat.
Nice. Gil, anything to add? Did you? or did you just let baby do all the work?
No, I certainly put a lot of work in. Of course, you know that I had already put a lot of work in getting it ready for Zahedan originally, as I was a little bit confused. But some of the other things that I did is, I put up some references to the North Korean economy, because of course North Korea owes about 2.7 billion Swedish krona to the kingdom. In addition to that, something that a lot of people in Sweden take pride towards or for is the band ABBA, and I'm very familiar with their music. And so I sat in my house and listened to a lot of it.
Well, that sounds like a perfect segue for us to take our dancing queen selves over to the elevator. So we're just going to pick up our mics and we are going to head on down to the Welcome Center.
Before we go, I am a little nervous about the king potentially being down there. So I am going to freshen up and spritz myself with my cologne. It's new. It's called P-Spot.
Oh.
I was wondering what that smell was, baby. I can smell it. Yeah.
That's the idea.
By the way, I just wanted to let you all know another interesting fact about Sweden as we're walking to the elevator. They recently, quite a while ago, banned smacking children.
Oh, okay.
A terrible place.
They were the first country that that got rid of that. So, and flogging generally. So, if you need to do any flogging, do it now.
Are we really going to negotiate with such a backwards country?
Well, I do like the idea of ending child abuse. I'm a little more concerned about what sounds like, I assume that's a law against self-pleasure. I don't know what flogging means, but
the elevator is here, Manny.
Oh, great. Okay. And right, we'll get all of our stuff in here. Okay. Everybody got everything?
We got all this stuff.
All right. To the welcomes. Why is that not lighting up? What is...
Probably because we got so much stuff in here. Maybe we're over the weight limit.
Did you pay the elevator bill, Manny?
There's an elevator? What elevator bill?
Of course there's an elevator bill.
Okay, is there a phone ringing or is that an alarm? No phone?
I'm looking through all of the things here that we brought with us. I don't think we brought a phone, no.
Okay, there's a lot of sounds in here. None of them sound like we're going up or down. We're gonna figure out what's going on. The elevator's not moving, but it's making a lot of noises, so we'll try to shut those off, and then until we can figure that out, we're going to cut to a commercial break. Gil, baby, as the kids say, we want our outfits to be dripping. But we don't want that for our penises and bathroom floors. Introducing the Whiz Mat. The Whiz Mat hugs tight around the base of your toilet to catch all those drip, drip, drips coming from that tip, tip, tip. And turns them into the perfect supplement for your two lip, lip, lip. Or any household plant. Using an enzymatically and atomically altered AstroTurf, WhizMat takes the pee and transforms it into a high-powered plant watering fertilizer. So whether you missed the toilet because you were drunk, incontinent, looking at your phone too quick with the foreskin, or simply because there was a little bit left that caught you by surprise, the WhizMat has you covered. Gil, baby, you both frequently pee all over the floor of the town hall bathrooms. How have our newly installed WhizMats changed your lives?
I am quite the tulip enthusiast, so I have stopped peeing in the toilets altogether. I just pee directly onto the Whiz Mat, full force, stream of blasting, and then I collect the tulip food and carry it home with me.
As for me, I actually took sort of the opposite approach from Baby when you told us that we should stop urinating all over the floor, and decided to start sitting down while I was peeing. Unfortunately for me, but fortunately for my flower bed, I still have no aim when I'm sitting down, and it just sprays everywhere. And that's why I was happy to get the extra large Whiz Mat, which actually covers my entire bathroom floor, so that I can collect everything that I spray everywhere and water my garden.
Well, I'd love to continue this ad, but man, I got a whiz. And if my aim's a little off, thank God I got a whiz. A Whiz Mat, that is. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Oh my God. Okay. This is literally my worst nightmare. Gil, you're handy. What can you fix this? What is happening?
You know, Manny, I am just piled under all of this stuff. I've been trying to search through here for, you know, some way that we can communicate with Elevator Bill. You know, he's the one responsible for making sure the elevators keep operating. And so if you didn't pay him, then there's a good chance that, yeah, that we are just stuck in this elevator. So surely there's something in here amongst all of these items that we brought that can help us get in contact with him.
Manny, I hate to say I told you so. If you hadn't got creeped out by me crawling around in the vent work here in Town Hall to get from place to place, I could have easily crawled up through the vent shaft here in the elevator, but I guess I told you so.
Now they're filled with all of that foam that you filled up all of the vents with.
Sorry, I thought the foam was necessary after baby was leaving, you know, things from work in the ventilation. It was starting to smell around here. I just thought that might...
Is it that, Manny, or is it the time I dropped down from a vent and I caught you dressing up as Glenn Close?
Okay, we don't have to... We're in an emergency here, baby. I don't appreciate all of these distractions and attacks.
I mean, speaking of being in an emergency and you know, we were going to a very important meeting. I'm just wondering, Manny, did you pack this cart? I mean, there's so much stuff here that we don't need. This comical, you know, bicorn from the 1930s was meant to stay on the wall. We don't need it for the meeting with Sweden,
I didn't know. Baby, I need you to use your tiny little fingers to see if you can get into this maintenance thing or to press a button or something. Just hit a button.
Okay, but I am concerned with how the electrical currents might interact with my robotic...
Oh, my... Okay. Well, Gil, can you see anything? Because the lights are out.
Did it work?
Obviously, it didn't work.
I mean, I think I briefly saw baby's skeleton as it... flashed comically.
I thought I saw my mother in the corner of the elevator for a brief instant.
Okay, clearly we need to collect ourselves. I realize now that the power on all of our devices the batteries might go out. We probably need to preserve them. So we're going to try to figure this out. We will come back with an update as soon as we can. Okay, we'll be back. Comebackers, it is now 10:22 p.m. We have been in here for several hours. Despite all the stuff we brought, none of us brought our phones, it doesn't seem, so we haven't been able to contact the Swedish envoy, but Gil says he has a small plan. Gil, what are you thinking?
Manny, I'm sorry, you misheard me. I said I have a small man. What I meant was I found the miniature cardboard cutout of Steve Irwin that you brought with us for some reason. And of course, you know, no surprise
everybody
here.
Everybody loves
him. It is motion controlled. So, you know, when you wave your hand in front of it like this,
crikey,
it says one of those lines.
Oh, food. I found some food. I found another container of Manny's coffee flavored anal exfoliant. But this one is just for me.
Okay. I have a great explanation for both of those. Steve Irwin was the best diplomat of my childhood. He bridged gaps between the animal and human worlds in a way that no one else did, Gil. And I don't appreciate you acting like that's an irrelevant piece here. As for the butt scrub, fine, baby. But just make sure there's not any shellfish in there. I don't know. There's some weird ingredients. Okay.
I mean, honestly, I don't think I could eat any more of it. We've gone through so many containers already. And again, I don't know why you needed that many containers to meet with a Swedish envoy. Look, Manny,
it's a lot of sitting and sweating.
As fire chief, yeah, I typically have plans for, you know, how to get out of emergency situations like this. Normally I'm on the other side of them. So, you know, it's difficult for me to figure out what to do here.
Okay. Listen.
What if I'm, guys, I know that this is really out of character for me, but I'm going to take a moment to be a little vulnerable. What if we can't get out of here? What if this is it? I'm like my prize winning little tulips. If I can't walk around in the sunshine, I just wilt and die.
Oh, baby. you know, I can't lie. I've been having some similar thoughts, and I know that this is a scary situation. And as a leader, I see I must take it upon myself to step forward and give us a space to think this through, what it might mean if this elevator is our resting place. So I know it's been a while, but maybe we should do a talk circle, just so we can get out the whatever thoughts and emotions we're really holding on to in this workplace with each other, and maybe releasing that will help us let go of some things. Gil?
Sure. I mean, in the spirit of letting go of some things, I wish Manny would have let go of some of the things that he brought onto this elevator before we got in here. I didn't know that, you know, as I entered what would become my final resting place, I would be buried amongst the treasures of another person, like some mummified cat inside of a pharaoh's sarcophagi. You know, here we are. So I guess that's what's on my mind. And, you know, the fact that the island seems now that it's going to be turned over to another kingdom, because the three, you know, government officials aren't there to meet with them. So I guess things are going great over here. Fortunately, look, I got this big club. It looks like it's an inflatable club from maybe a Flintstones con that Manny went to before. Glad we brought that. I'll just comically bonk you on the head here, Manny. Oh, it's funny.
That makes me feel better.
Bonk!
Barney was one of my first acting gigs at that convention. Okay, I'm sensing your animosity, and I appreciate you letting it out. Gil, baby, what are you holding on to? What's holding you back from truly releasing yourself into this moment?
Well, I guess I have to say, Manny, I don't really dislike you. The truth is, I've been collecting flakes of your skin debris to build a homunculus of you in secret, and I need to harness your negative energy into this tiger's eye amulet that I wear around my neck so that I can transfer the quintessence of your soul into the homunculus.
Wow. Baby, I am both flattered and horrified.
And bonked.
Both of you. what can I say? Both of you are my only true friends. So if I had to be stuck on an elevator with a cart full of various items that I honestly just in a panic threw into a cart so it would look like we were well prepared for this meeting, if I had to do that with anyone, it would be you two. You know, ever since I lost my horse and my brother and that elephant stampede.
Manny, don't you mean
the entire circus family and the great economic collapse of 2008? Sorry, what, Gil?
Manny, don't you mean you three? Wave your hand.
Oh, look at her. Oh, she's mad now.
You three. I would have it no other way. So maybe we can just hold hands and just for a second. And listeners, if somehow someone finds this, we'll be back. We're going to conserve some power, hold this moment of peace, and we'll say our goodbyes. Hello, comebackers. It is 3:32 a.m. according to Gil's watch, though I realize he does frequently fluctuate the time zones that he puts on there, so I'm not sure if that's accurate. It is. We've been in here a long time. All the butt scrub is gone.
Yes, Manny, this watch is actually drawn on. I drew it on earlier to sort of retain some semblance of civilized society, make me feel like a man again. It's not working.
Nothing is, I guess. I wanted to give each of you just a chance. If you could give a quick goodbye to the people of Yolkenbeck. Things are getting dire in here. I'm feeling a little faint, hungry. I assume that our oxygen levels are being replaced by, dangerous, carbon dioxide as we speak. So maybe if we could just say a quick goodbye to our listeners and hope someone finds this and knows how much we cared.
I guess, yeah, I'd like to say, you know, thanks everyone for tuning in. I hope I made you proud as your fire chief and historian, and all of my other roles, chief librarian, head of the Department of Animal Husbandry, letterer, freehand letterer for all of the barbershops in town, the vice president of the Boys and Girls Club of Yalcombek.
You don't have to list them all, Gil. You, they
oh,
know.
No, that's fine. I won't, okay, you're gonna I guess, list in them all, my sure. farewell message. But I would like to say, yeah, you know, goodbye to my family, my mom and dad, and even my brother. And I hope that even though we're going now, that I might come back again someday.
That was beautiful, Gil. Baby?
Well, I really, right now, my thoughts are going out to my mother, and there are just a few words on my heart that I want to send out to her. By the Wiccan laws, we must, in perfect love and perfect trust, live and let live, fairly take and fairly give. Cast the circle thrice about to keep the evil spirits out. To bind the spell every time, let the spell be spake in rhyme. Soft of eye and light of touch, speak little, listen much. And that's it.
Beautiful, baby. And I'm just going to take this moment real quick to tell the listeners of This Is Yalcombek something I've never told you about why I agreed to come to this town and what was going on in my life that brought me here and made me feel like I needed a purpose. And that is... Oh my God. Okay. The lights are on. Okay. Things are whizzing. Things are whirring. And okay. Just press the floor button. We'll see if it works.
Okay. Okay, Manny. Good golly, Miss Molly!
You have arrived.
Why'd you say that, Manny?
I don't know. I hoped it would make the doors open.
Are we alive?
Yeah, I think we are, baby. And the doors, they're open.
Where are we?
I've never seen this room before.
What's that light?
We must be, you know, at least a mile under a city hall. I'm not very good with distances, but that's probably how far it is.
It has to be. I haven't dealt with a shaft that long since my last grinder appointment.
Here, I'll turn on my drawn-on flashlight on my watch. I think these are catacombs?
How is this even here? I assumed that the island didn't go this deep. I thought there'd just be water under us.
Well, the island does rise above sea level about a foot every year, so theoretically, there's got to be something pushing us up.
Good point. Well, there's so much to see, listeners. I don't know how to explain this to you. Basically, there are archways that go seemingly as far into the distance as we can see. There are small lanterns on the wall and several artifacts and books and Gil, is that? It can't be. There's someone walking toward us.
Who goes there?
Glenn Close?
Sorry, Glenn, before we can talk to you, that sound means that it's time for time, weather, and community announcements. According to my watch, it is 3:13 a.m., and boy, is it chilly down here in the catacombs. In community announcements, the Society of Mainland Disbelievers will once again be staging a protest at the Boots Ferry Docks this Thursday at 2:37 p.m. All comebackers are invited to attend, and all non-comebackers don't exist.
The owners of the Yalcombek Drive-In Theater want to apologize to all patrons who showed up last weekend expecting to see Boss Baby, but instead attended a screening of Toss Baby. a new indie documentary about the pandemic of parents accidentally tossing their children into ceiling fans.
Fans of the golden age of Hollywood and cultists alike rejoiced at the opening ceremonies of the Shirley Temple Temple this weekend, dedicated to a New Age religion centered around the deification of the starlet of yore. The Shirley Temple Temple features a contemplation garden, ritual flagellation chamber, and a candy-themed gift store dubbed the Good Ship Lollipop.
The Yalcombek Botanical Gardens would like to remind all guests to please keep it in their pants while visiting the orchid exhibit. Future offenders will be relocated, sans pants, to the Tactile Cactus Experience exhibit until further notice.
The Yalcombek chapter of the Better Business Bureau has announced that the town will get its 10th Dollar General location. The three-story Dollar General will be located on Roseanne Barr Memorial Highway by the Cracker Barrel.
Do you want to live a life surrounded by art and areolas? The Yalcombek Nipple Museum is hiring. Interested applicants should stage a performance art piece, present a nipple-centric art history dissertation, hold a master's degree, and preferably 12 or more years experience in the nipple arts. Pay starts at $7.25 an hour.
And if any of those sound like the kind of community you'd love to be a part of, remember, this is Yalcombek.
This is Yalcombek is an improvised podcast performed by Corey Collins, Josiah Knight, and Cameron Lindsay. Music written and performed by Caleb Ritchie. Check out his music at Caleb Ritchie Music on Facebook. Our cover art was done by Pip Lloyd. You can find Pip and their work on Twitter with the username @_protopip. Eager for more This is Yalcombek or have a community announcement that you'd like to be read on the show? Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. @YalcombekPod on Twitter and @ThisIsYalcombek on Instagram. Our email is YalcombekPodcast@gmail.com. That's YalcombekPodcast podcast@gmail.com. If you really want to support This is Yalcombek, you can support us on Patreon, where we are always eager to hear your suggestions for new content and ways that we can engage with our listeners. If you like what you heard here, please hit subscribe so that you can get the newest episode in your feed every week. And while you're at it, leave a 5-star review. Finally, share the show with your friends. Just like the people of Yalcombek, we are looking to grow, and we would love to welcome more folks into our community. Thanks for listening.